Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with incidents on the life of the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullahi alayh. Fear for his actions not being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At all times, the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullahi alayh's concern was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased with him and accept his actions. His sole goal was to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at no time did he regard his actions as being worthy of acceptance. It is mentioned that once while Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahimahullah was in the prison of Malta, some of his companions noticed that he was extremely sad and grieved. Observing him in this condition, they tried to console him. They thought that he was perhaps thinking of home or feared that they would be executed shortly. When they tried to console him, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahimahullah said to them, "I am not sad because I am far away from home. What worries me is that I do not know whether our striving is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not." His humility is the hallmark of the ulama of Deoband. No matter where they went, what they accomplished and how famous they became, they always showed the highest levels of humility. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahimahullah was also an outstanding example of humility. He never drew attention to himself, never ever praised himself or mentioned any of his achievements to others. Similarly, he never attached any titles to his name, but rather referred to himself in the humblest manner. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah mentions, "My father, Mawlana Yasin Sahib rahimahullah, was a student of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahimahullah. Whenever he would come to our home and knock on the door, we would ask, 'Who is there?' In reply, he would say, 'This slave, Mahmood, has come.'" Below are a few incidents that shed light on the profound humility which this great luminary possessed. Inshallah, we'll continue with that. Subhanallah, bismillah, shukran, assalamu alaikum.